Good morning. High pressure will keep it dry for the first part of the day today across interior New York and New England, and we'll have a strong amount of sunshine. Around the backside of the high, an increasing southerly breeze will push temperatures well up into the 80s across most of the region, in some places touching 90 in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. At the same time, a cold front's approaching from the Great Lakes. That front will act on the increased warmth and humidity today and initiate a round of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-afternoon hours in central New York. As the front and the showers and storms draw closer, they will increase in strength across eastern New York and New England late this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the storms later today could produce strong damaging winds, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. The activity will die out from west to east through the evening, and overnight tonight skies will remain mostly cloudy, but it will be dry as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. Behind the front, we'll have a cool pool of air moving in the mid-levels of the atmosphere for tomorrow. We'll start off with sunny skies, but due to the instability, clouds will begin to billow, and we do run the risk at a couple of passing showers and maybe a thunderstorm, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Highs tomorrow will be a notch lower and generally in the lower to mid-80s. Another reinforcing shot of cooler air will move over us on Wednesday. We'll continue with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a passing instability shower. It'll be breezy with highs staying in the middle to upper 70s. Dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds and cool on Thursday in the mid-70s for highs. And more sunshine to the north and clouds and the chance for showers toward New York City on Friday as a wave of low pressure pushes off the mid-Atlantic coast. Highs on Friday across the region will bounce into the upper 70s. Right now, the weekend is looking dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs both days near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Northeast and Ohio Valley. A weakening cold front trailing southward from a western Quebec low pressure center, and it's forecast to shift eastward across the Northeast and into the Ohio Valley during the day, then across Missouri and Kansas and into the central high plains. This front will be the focus for convection and isolated severe weather. As diurnal heating combines with available moisture, it will produce increased instability in the region. With a belt of enhanced and cyclonic low to mid-level southwesterly winds in the area, a few stronger storms are expected, though the flow largely will be parallel to the front and unidirectional with height, and this should tend to limit the overall severe potential to some degree. Still, stronger cells will be capable of producing marginal hail and or damaging wind gusts during the afternoon and evening. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees, with a southwest wind at 36 miles per hour, gusting to 45. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 70 degrees, the dew point 57, 64% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Lamar Ranger Station, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny, near 90, Boston mostly sunny, near 90, and in Buffalo windy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 72, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, just a trace for the month, and 18.84 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975, and the record low, 44, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with late day showers and thunderstorms possible, highs near 90. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with late-day showers and thunderstorms possible, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower or thunderstorm, especially in the mountains, highs in the lower to mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy Wednesday, a little bit cooler with a passing shower, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s Thursday. Sunny north of I-90, clouds and a chance of shower south of I-90 Friday, upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days with highs near 80. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.